vibing, everyone? What is good? We are back, man. Unique is back. And welcome to the last episode of the decade. Welcome to the last episode of 2019 of Unique's World, inside Unique's World, inside my mind. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. It's going to be amazing. It is going to be amazing. So, yeah. I'm going to start it off with giving you guys the fact of the day. I tried recording this earlier, but it randomly stopped. So, let me... hopefully it still is recording. Okay, it is. Okay, yay. Darn. Is it still recording? Yeah. There's like so many ads on this app now. It's ridiculous. Like, it wasn't like this. It's weird. Like, what is all of this? I just want to see facts. Okay, you guys. I miss you guys so much. And I've been thinking about this episode a lot and what I wanted to talk about. And I talked to one of my friends. Was it yesterday? Because it's technically a new day. Yeah, it is. I talked to one of my friends yesterday. And I was just telling her how, like I was going down memory lane. I was just like, whoa, we've known each other for about like 4 years, Jesus, like 5 years almost. And wow, if you really think about it, like all the people that you've met in a decade and the people who have inspired you and changed your life and pushed you to grow, and also the people who were just here for seasons, just for a moment, for an occasion, you know what I mean? And they also helped you grow as well, as a human being, as an adult. So I appreciate each and every one of you guys for that. So yeah, we're gonna get right into it. Let me see if I can go back to the fact, because they're showing like a dating app. Like, they didn't used to have ads like this on the fact, but I guess a lot of people are downloading this fact app, and it's free, so I guess they gotta get their money some way, somehow. But I've never heard, like, this ad. It's like, date using AI. I'm like, what? It's technology, and it basically is screening your face. I don't know what's happening, you guys. It's 2019, we're going into 2020. Already with some goofy stuff. Oh, I do want to say that it's gonna be a beautiful Christmas already. Hopefully everything goes well, sending up prayers up to remove Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been impeached, so we have to wait in the morning of Thursday for another vote for him to be removed from office. And hopefully Mike Pence gets removed. There is a lot of details and stuff like that goes into it. It's a lot of thoughts. And some of it is kind of like, it's annoying. And then I've just rethinking, like, man, why is it so hard to just remove him? He's just like, he's just done so many like bad things. He's just such a horrible person. But apparently it takes a lot of work, and it's a lot of paperwork and a lot of votes, and it takes, I don't know how long this has been happening. This impeachment thing's been going on for about, I don't know, 3-4 months already? I have no idea. Yeah, but so it's been a long journey. So right now Donald Trump is impeached, and then Thursday morning we're waiting to get a vote to have him out of the office, so the Senate. So hopefully everything, well, it will. Trump will be amazing. It'll be a beautiful Christmas for the nation and be so exciting. So exciting. Okay, off to positive news to get off of that. What is positive news? Yeah. Hey guys, so if my voice sounds a little raspy and I'm sniffling and stuff, please excuse, because I am catching a cold and I'm trying to fight it. So right now my breath smells like garlic. I'm super happy that no one is in front of me right now, because that's what my breath smells like. My breath smells like garlic right now because I'm catching cold and I work around kids and the weather's been changing. The weather has changed. It was colder. And yeah, you guys. So, you know, I'm just trying to do better. It's hard, you know. When you catch a cold, it's like, dang, I gotta stop in my traps and get better. And I don't like doing that. Like, I enjoy just feeling healthy, so sometimes getting sick is like a wake-up call. Like, sit down, slow down, you know what I mean? Get rest. So, but we will see. And hopefully I feel better because I'm not trying to be sick during Christmas. And all that jazz. Okay, you guys. So, wow, a lot has happened to me this year, 2019. So, at the beginning, I'm going to give you guys like a little breakdown summary, and then we're going to talk about how the decade has impacted my life and what I've learned from it so far, and just in general, as in just the nation and how far we've came, also in the world too. They get bigger like that. So 2019. So I moved to New York 2018, summer, late summer, August 2018. And I definitely didn't experience summer as much. So I experienced summer. I really experienced my summer this year. And I gotta tell you guys, I haven't had a really great summer like that in a while, so it was really great to experience summer in New York and summer in Brooklyn, and it was a phenomenal experience. And I remember seeing this tweet, it was like, there's nothing like summer in New York City, in Brooklyn. I was like, wow, I want to experience that, and I definitely experienced it, and it was just a blessing. And shout out to New York for having so many free events from June all the way to September with the, what is it called, City Park concerts or whatever like that. So a lot of people perform and it's all free and it's all at the parks and stuff like that. So you could bring drinks and food, and they also sell drinks and food. So it was a beautiful party celebration. And then also just going to block parties and experiencing that. It was really cool. There was a block party on my block. That was super duper fun. What else? Oh, experiencing Pride out here was phenomenal. And then also New York hosted World Pride. So that was just amazing in itself. But beginning of that, I was doing deliveries. But before summer, it was great. But before that, it was winter. So it was spring and winter. And winter was quite a tough month for me because I was still adjusting to New York City weather. And don't get me wrong, I did visit New York. The first time I came to visit New York City was in the wintertime because I wanted to see if I could live out here during the cold months, and I wanted to really experience snow for the first time as an adult. So I came and it snowed before I came. So I was here and I did a couple of projects and stuff, and then I was such a player, so I had like three girls with me like the whole week. And then I was also, I guess live your life. So during the week, I didn't hang out with three girls all at the same time, but it was different days. So they're showing me around and all this stuff. And I experienced New York in the wintertime. It was freaking amazing. And then, of course, it snows after I leave. And when I came back to LA, I was like, oh, it's so hot and muggy and dirty here. This was like my first real, like, winter experiencing it. So I mean, it was great. I've had moments of falling off of my bike, almost having a concussion, who knows if I did, hitting my head on a truck and having to get back up because I was doing deliveries, like Postmates and stuff. And people were like, sit down. I was like, okay, I will. But I immediately had to get back up because I'm like, yo, I have to make money in order to make rent, you know? basically just out here hustling in the winter months. And then I was also doing a play, so it was really great. And I didn't realize, I did two plays in the winter time. One for the Winterfest at the Hudson Guild Theater, and then another one at La Mama Experimental Theater. I didn't know how big La Mama was. And I remember I told someone, I was like, yeah, I'm doing a show at La Mama. They were like, oh my God, that's huge. I was like, oh yeah, really? And yeah, that experience was just phenomenal. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I've, like, just doing that show at the La Mama Experimental Theater, it was just basically, it was two people in the cast, me and a director, and the director would constantly rewrite, like, basically every day. And I'm being challenged, and also I'm in rehearsal basically every day. And it was a winter month, so one, you're mentally being challenged, right, because it's COVID, and then two, you're also mentally being challenged as an actor, and the way the director was directing, and the way he wanted the text to be spoken. So I was being challenged in that way, and I felt like I couldn't act. I was like, oh my God, I was getting frustrated. I basically almost like cried every day just going home. I was just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But I'm super grateful for that experience, and I'm glad that I didn't give up on myself, because the director saw something in me, and I saw something in myself, and I was like, this is what I want. I asked for this, and I can't like back away once it's in my face, you know what I mean? But yeah, that experience was amazing. We had like blogs and posters and all that stuff, so super grateful. But anywho, so when I was hustling and then doing that show, I met a wonderful being after the show briefly, and then she hooked me up with a gig. She's like, hey, you want a second gig? I was like, yeah. So from that gig, I've been able to do more than survive out here, living in New York, and that's basically like babysitting and stuff. And I was just super grateful to her, and then the whole family with who I babysit with, because it basically like was able to let me breathe while being here in New York. And then I also still do acting and stuff like that, but sometimes it's just, I mean, it's hard as an actor just in general. And then when you do book stuff, right, you still have to wait to get paid, which is like 2 weeks up to a month, and a month and a half, 2 months, you know what I mean? So yeah, so super grateful for those, for the people that I've met in 2019, especially the people that, especially her, and then the family, and the other family that I babysit for too. So it's been such a blessing, and I've been able to breathe and do stuff that I want. And, you know, also not forget that I am an actor and just focusing on stuff and still doing auditionings and projects and stuff like that. So shout out to them. You know who they are. Super grateful for them. And yeah, so that happened in the beginning of, like, you know, winter and then going into spring. And then I did this wonderful project in the summertime, late spring in Texas. And we shot that, and it was amazing. And later on, down the months of 2019, we get, like, of course, we get footage and stuff like that, you know, for our reels, but it can't be released. And then he was telling us, like, oh, yes, we're in film festivals now. We're getting, like, a lot of talk about the film. And, like, our film is, like, all over the world, and it's been getting, like, nominated and stuff. So I was like, wow, this is cool. This is awesome. And this is what I want. And this is just, like, the beginning of just the domino effect of just, like, more things to come and blessings, you know what I mean? So super grateful, super happy for that. And we were at one of the film festivals in Vegas, SoCal, class and stuff. And you were there, I was just like, I'm a type of person where I don't like to watch myself because I'm very particular and I love to like nitpick at everything that I do. So I saw the film on screen on the Regal, like movie theater screen, and I gotta tell you guys, it is so freaking, first of all, it's amazing. Shout out to the whole cast. We did a phenomenal job, and the people behind the scenes, the camera crew, all of those people. It was such a beautiful and amazing experience. It was intense, but I was super grateful for that opportunity. And it was just treated with so much love, like you could tell. It was stress love. But yeah, the film was so beautiful. I can't wait for you guys to see it. But right now, we're still in festival run, so it can't be shown to you guys until we're done with that. But yeah, and the Vegas thing was, it was really beautiful. We were in limos and just loved so much. We had like beautiful rooms in a Flamingo Hotel and all that stuff. Super grateful for the opportunity. Vegas is an interesting town. Vegas is an interesting town. The strip was cool. I didn't really explore the strip as much, but yeah, it's very interesting. But I'm super grateful for the opportunity. It was amazing. Everything was paid for and all that jazz. And yeah, I'm super excited for you guys to see that film. And yeah, I got, yeah, more on the way, man. That's more on the way. So, more on the way. Okay. So, during that 2019, what do you call that? Yeah, during the 2019 year, I started dating towards the summertime. And when we got towards the summertime, I was having my fun, right? Having my fun. And it was great. So it's really great when you're not basically, when you're on a boat and you're not basically distracted by anything. It was pride times. It's like, it's great. Like, oh, come through, whatever, like that. Boom, boom, boom. Meeting people, no one's like basically affecting you in a way where you're like waiting for this person to text you, or just like, damn, why didn't this person call me, or where, you know what I mean, like missing someone. None of that happened until I met someone in October. That's when I basically got, you know that song Caught Up, Usher, I'm so caught up. That moment hit me, man. It hit me. I thought I was smooth sailing until this woman legit, like, knocked me off the boat. I was just like, yo, this is crazy. First of all, our connection was super strong. Okay? And that, it kind of, like, I was just like, yo, this is freaking crazy. The fact that we're both, like, our energy is just very intense. Like, what is happening right now? I don't like that I can't control certain things. And sometimes when you have a connection with someone and it knocks you off, like, you can't do anything about it. Like, regardless of how much swagger or confidence or whatever like that you have, or player you want to be or whatever, that shit would knock you, like, bam. You know what I mean? So, there's a line in Love Jones. It said something, but it was a really good line. But anywho, I was knocked off my boat, son. And when I tell you, shorty, like, she had me feeling crazy. Girl, she stop my goofiness. And I wasn't expecting it. The thing is one, like, our connection was strong. And then two, life happened on her end. And it was a lot of grief happening in her life. And then also a lot of stress that was happening at her job. So when that happened, that affected our communication. And so she would go, like, she would legit go ghost, right, for like a day, and then block me, have no, like, wouldn't contact me, tell me anything, whatever would happen. And then next day she would unblock me and tell me what happened, and I'm like, oh damn, sorry to hear about that. And then every time, like, when we had to meet, it was always like she'd be on her way and then something else would happen. I'm just like, what? And then she would, like, block me, and then some days she would block me for like 3 days. And when I tell you, usually when I'm stood up for the first time, I'm not about to hit you up again. But something about her, I just wanted to give her another chance. And I kept giving her chances after chances after chances. And I kept getting, I don't know, like, what do you call that? Short end of the stick. And we FaceTime, and we were on the phone, and we had moments of being intimate or whatever, but as much as I wanted it to work, it didn't. It didn't work because of circumstances from her and life and grief and all that stuff. So, yeah, now I don't know how she's doing. I don't know if she's back in New York City or if she decided to leave the country and just work on herself. Whatever. Who knows if I'll hear from her again, but I had to delete her contact, and I had to delete her text message thread. Because if I didn't, I would have went back to our, like, messages and just scroll up and go down memory lane and stuff. But I was like, it's time to really fully delete it. And, you know, it took me a couple days, and then I finally did it. So now I'm feeling so much better, and she doesn't have this type of hold on me like she used to. But yeah, so that was an intense moment that happened, and I was never expecting that, but hey, shit happens, and it comes out of the blue. So now I'm back on my boat, and no one can take me off of my way, and I've been enjoying being single out here in New York. It's very interesting. I know I have probably just been, like, annoying and an a-hole to people, and I've ran into some people who have been kind of interesting, and I had to immediately, like, just like, nope. And then there were girls who want me to legit explain it, jot down, like, tell them line by line. Like, they want a full, like, long-ass monologue paragraph about why I decided to not contact them anymore. And it's like, what? Like, we didn't even meet up, so why do you need this answer from me? Like, you should know. Like, you should already get the feeling. You should already get the energy. Like, you know what I mean? Actions speak louder than words. I'm showing you action that I don't want to hit you up anymore. You're just not my vibe, shorty. Like, you're just not my vibe. And just roll with that. It is totally fine. What was I gonna say? Oh, okay. I have a thing about voices, right? So when I do eventually get the girl's number, I will, hopefully we could chat on the phone. And that lets me know if I want to talk to you again. And so if your voice doesn't sound, I don't know, voice doesn't sound beautiful to me, then, or if I don't, if I'm not a fan of your voice, then it's our, I'm already, I don't know, I'm already turned off from it. I don't want to make it, like, sexual, but I'm already not interested in you. Just from hearing a voice, especially also if you're annoying AF, like, asking me dumb questions, like, I'm already not interested in you. So yeah, sometimes I will give the girl like a chance if we meet up, and then I'm just like, oh, okay, this is how you sound in person. But over the phone, if I don't know, if I'm not liking your voice, and it's like I'm not about to communicate with you again, unfortunately. Sorry. But yeah, I've noticed that through the years. I'm like, wow, voices, I really enjoy voices, so, and a beautiful voice, so, yeah, you guys, hey, but, guys, wish me luck in a new year. Who knows if I'm gonna find love in the 2020s, that would be amazing if I do, because right now I don't have any hope whatsoever, and that is totally fine. I just have my hope that changes, but right now it's just the dating scene is it's interesting. The thing is, it's not, what do you call that, I want to say there's substance, but it's not like there's no sense of effort. Like, you could tell, like, efforts are going out the window. Like, I know for sure, like, I show, like, I have moments of not showing effort, right? Or just, consistency. Consistency is a word. Consistency. So, there's no consistency in this dating age. And I've realized that from just 2019, now that we are in this year, from the whole decade, there used to be, but now things have changed, and I think we all have moments of just like, I'm the shit, and I know I'm the shit, so I don't really have to show that I like you that like that, or what will people think type of thing, but I get it. Like, I also have moments of not showing consistency, especially if a person that I don't really want to show consistency with. And I think it's just fair to that person if, you know, just being honest with them. Just like, hey, boom. And there have been women who have been honest with me. It's just like, all right, cool. And boom. No worries. Thank you. Thank you for being honest. And just moving on. Or it's just, there's nothing for me to even be upset about, so I'm just like, thank you for telling me, but I honestly don't care, but cool, I appreciate your honesty. But yeah, so going into 2020s, I would love to meet a woman who is consistent and beautiful inside and out, and just like, just intelligent and love to learn, and just having like really to be able to have something deeper than what society, than what social media says love is, right? And doesn't care about posting, because I really enjoy having like my private life private, and no one knew that I had went through this whole situation between this girl until now. Letting you guys know now. But, yeah, man, that's what 2020 hopefully brings that I mean, it will. I'm not going to say hope. It will bring me that. And I'm super excited. I enjoy meeting new people. So that's fun. But you know what I really enjoy? A woman who I have a connection with. And we both have a connection with each other. And we're consistent. So, like, it won't. Like, you know how, like, you go on the first date or first hangout, whatever, and it's great. And then all of a sudden that person just starts to become very, like, distant, right? They're showing, like, the first stages, and it's just like, it's annoying. It is. It is so freaking annoying. So I just legit want to meet someone who we're on the same page. And the communication is key. Like, regardless if we're busy or not, like, communication is key. Like, you know, it's not rocket science. It's not, for sure. And I just want to meet a beautiful woman who respects that, for sure, because I respect it. And I'm not about to give you my full percentage undivided attention if you're not. So boom, there it is. But yeah, that is something that I'm looking forward to for the 2020s. Yeah. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. Okay, so I was talking to my friend about the decade. And she was telling me, she was like, man, I thought we would have been having flying cars by now. And I was like, we do, actually. Right? I get it. Like, we all wanted us to be further in life, but in actuality, we are. Like, in 2009, we had Sidekick phones, we had laptops, right? We had the Mac computer and the desktops, and we had Sidekick phones. Nothing was touchscreen yet. I don't think so. No, we had the PS. PlayStation, we had an Xbox, and I remember at a certain point, I was like, man, it would be cool if this was touchscreen. I was playing PSP, and then now we have touchscreen stuff. Like, everything's basically touchscreen, and we do have flying cars if you think about it, right? Like, the airplanes, that's like a huge car. It's like an Airbus. It's a bus. It's actually a flying bus. Have jets, we have helicopters. Like, we've come a long way. And then also technology now, like, you can unlock stuff with your fingerprint, you can unlock stuff with your face ID. I mean, that's as scary as that sounds, it's also cool. It's really cool. And I know we've come a long way from having the first black president and having, like, it's a beautiful family living in the White House to now an orange thing we have now in the White House that has been impeached finally. And it's been an amazing journey. It's been a roller coaster, for sure, especially for this nation. And I think having Donald Trump in the White House has brought us together closer as a nation. And of course, we still have people who are ignorant and, you know, spew hate and all this stuff, but I feel like we have gotten closer since he has been office and elected, and it just woke us up, because we were just smooth sailing when Obama was in office. It was like, not really caring the world. We were just like, oh man, he got this, whatever. But there was so much stress he had to deal with. He got a lot done. He got a lot done. So I'm just super grateful to just live in a time where he was voted as president, and just seeing Michelle Obama and her two daughters, Sasha and Malia, and them just grow up in our eyes, and they're both now in college and tall and just amazing and successful. So it's just so beautiful seeing that. It's just like, wow, crazy. Time just flies, man. And if you think about like how we've come so far, like now we have Uber and Lyfts, and you can legit get dropped off just from like an app and having your food delivered to you. I mean, it's pros and cons with everything, but I'm thinking of the pros right now and just seeing how far we came along. And it's super beautiful. The fact that we have lingerie and underwear catered towards people of color, people who have hips and just who have like, it's all for people who have like beautiful bodies, amazing different shapes and sizes, and that's amazing. And music, the way you can stream music now, we went from CD players, remember, to MP3s, to LimeWire. Now we have Apple Music, we have Spotify, we have Tidal, we have YouTube Music, and people can make a living just being an influencer on Instagram, on YouTube, on TikTok, and Vine, and all that stuff. We have these things where we can be connected in a way just from social media. And of course, social media has its pros and cons, but we are able to be connected with another human being just from laughter, just from just seeing people just be joyful and just doing good in the world. We've come so far, especially in this decade, and I just been super blessed to be able to experience that. I experienced that so much, and I remember the beginning of the decade, I was in San Francisco. I graduated high school in San Francisco. And just, I remember I was like, man, I just want to get out of LA, like, because everyone was going to the same school. Everyone was going to the same school, like college and stuff, university. And I was like, I don't want to go to the same school everyone's going to. It just feels like a high school, even though college is big, university is big, but I just didn't want to be around the people that I knew from high school. And I was like, I want to move to San Francisco. And I, when I was there in San Francisco, I was like, this feels like a mini New York. This is how New York feels. Without even knowing how New York feels, without even visiting New York ever until, when I was, I think I visited New York in 2015 for the first time. Yeah. 2015, 2014, one of those years. Changed my major from psychology to theater, and it has been a blessing ever since. And being able to push myself and tap dance and having mentors and theater teachers and tap teachers just see something in me that I didn't see in myself at the time, and I am super grateful for them. Gloria Weinstock and Kathy Burke, I think I'm saying her last name right, but shout out to them too, because they saw something in me that I didn't see in myself at the time, and I was becoming my own person, my own small little adult self, human being. And I was skinny too. I used to skate everywhere. I was a skater girl for real, and I used to be like wearing those Van skinny jeans, the checker ones and different color ones. And I remember I was like, man, I want to be sponsored by this skating companies and the skate magazines or whatever. I wanted to do so much. And yeah, man, those experiences, those moments, and also the people that I met out there, freaking amazing. Shout out to them. They're phenomenal. And I remember when I started tap class, I was like, man, I'm probably the only black girl with no rhythm. And I kept practicing, kept being in class, and constantly practicing. And all of a sudden, I'll be performing with the teacher. She was like, no, I want you to perform with me. And she'll only pick two people. So I remember just like performing for like, for the board of directors for the school, so they won't like take away art classes and dance classes and stuff, you know, for the art students, artistic students, like dance, theater, music. I just performing at the spring dance. dance like show, and it was amazing. Like, I used to study tap dance so much in theater. Like, that was my life. That's all I cared about. And coming back to LA and really realizing, like, oh my gosh, I hate working. I hate working, but like work, you know what I mean? So experiencing that, being working at Universal Studios, and just observing everything, realizing that as a nation, United States, that we are so, we can be like pigs, y'all. This is really interesting. And the real reason why I say that is because there's all these different type of people all over the world coming to visit this theme park, and when they eat, the way people leave behind stuff, like they won't clean it by themselves. And I get it, you're at a theme park, you're at a restaurant, people, you know, they're gonna pick up after you, but it was just the way people manners were. And I just observed everything. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And like the people I've met during this decade have been like amazing, and they also have helped me grow, and I've been able to experience great things, and I've experienced bad things for sure. And I don't think I would take back anything, honestly. Yeah, I've learned so much, and they helped me grow so much. And wow, just like, just thinking back, like, damn, super young. Thinking that I knew stuff already, but now that I'm older, it's just like, wow, man, it's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I remember when I had my first commercial. I booked my first commercial, and I was like, yo, this is awesome. Like, this is freaking crazy. And I was like, started, I was like, yo, I can really make a living doing this. It was super amazing, and super amazing. And I just want to thank everyone that I have met in this decade, and I'm excited about continuing friendships and family like that, and going into 2020 with that energy, and also meeting new people too. I'm excited about the journey of that. It's going to be an amazing ride this decade, and it's going to be phenomenal. It is going to be phenomenal, you guys. I'm super excited. I hope you are too. Okay. So let's see if I can give you guys a fact of the day, okay? Let's see. Hopefully there's no ads. Okay, yay. Here we go. Oh my gosh, okay, here we go. Some dogs can predict when a child will have epileptic seizure and even protect the child from injury by learning to respond after observing at least one attack. Aww. That's crazy. That's so, wow. Animals are so smart and so loving and so pure. It's so exciting to be back, and I'm so excited about 2020 and the ending of this decade, and doing some new stuff with this podcast, you guys. Some, maybe some skits, some interviewing some of my friends and colleagues, so you guys can hear, get a glimpse of like their life and what they're doing. I know some really cool people, and I really want to interview them, so I'm going to make that happen, and just continuing to have this podcast grow, and, you know, do some big stuff with this podcast as well. Super excited about that. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys have an amazing, phenomenal holiday. an amazing, phenomenal new year, and I see you guys in 2020. All right, peace, love you.